This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, the Universe Handbook with the Science and Technology Facilities Council.
But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
Quiet and down, you lot. Today, we're in the Space Lab to work on the next chapter in our Universe Handbook. It's all about how to prepare yourself for space exploration.
What? You mean like making sure you've got the right moon boots and a packed lunch?
Not preparing your lunch, Alex. Preparing your body. I mean, astronaut training, Earth style.
Oh, Earth astronauts are light years behind most of the galaxy. A bunch of space chimps could manage their training.
We all have to start somewhere, and Earth astronauts are as tough as they come. They have to be, as their technology isn't as advanced as it is here at Deep Space High. So, come on, zip up your space suits. Astronaut training starts here.
Astronaut training starts in a swimming pool?
That's right. Everyone in.
Water is a great place for astronauts to get used to the feeling of being nearly weightless. It's a feeling they have to get used to in space. They train in special pools called neutral buoyancy pools and practice everything from spacewalks to making snacks. Have a try just walking about. Go on.
It's quite hard to move around underwater. Nothing quite goes where you want it to. It must take them ages to get anything done.
It does take some getting used to. Let's get up to the surface.
You can take your helmets off, but before we get out, I want you all to swim one length in your space suits.
You're joking! They're so heavy! Can't we take the boots off at least?
No chance. Astronauts have to be super physically fit. They have to be able to swim at least three lengths of a large pool like this, with all their equipment, including their boots.
Aww.
Oh, OK. Seeing as how I'm in a good mood, I'll zap us all onto dry land. End the programme, computer. Load up astronaut training, phase two.
Well, we're on dry land. Looks like some sort of desert. But it's hard to see. It's pitch black.
Where are we? And what does a desert have to do with space? I think it's a bit scary out here. I don't like it at all.
Keep your voices down. Another part of astronaut training is wilderness survival. Astronauts have to be not only physically tough, but mentally tough too. Surviving in unfamiliar surroundings, like here, in the middle of a desert at night. No maps, no food. How long do you think we'd survive?
But come on, sir. Come on, sir. You're not going to meet a wolf in space, are you?
It's more about being brave and resourceful. You only get one crack at space missions. Things can go wrong, and do. And if technology lets you down, can be up to the astronaut to come up with a solution. Right, there's just one more stop on our astronaut training journey. Computer, load up the Vomit Comet.
Cool, we're on a massive plane.
Not just any plane. This one flies to a high altitude and then goes up and down in parabolic arcs to give the astronauts a taste of real weightlessness. Hold on, we're going up.
Whoa, I can really feel gravity pulling us back. Must be a bit like a real takeoff. And hey, look, now we're floating.
Brilliant! Woohoo! Look, I'm doing a cartwheel!
Make the most of it. Weightlessness lasts about 20 seconds. Then, as the plane descends sharply, gravity will kick in again. Here we go!
Whoa! It's like being on a roller coaster. I think I feel a bit sick. How many times would an astronaut have to go up and down?
Oh, only a few hundred times. That's why it's called the Vomit Comet. Computer, end training. That's all for today. Don't forget your homework. Just like Earth astronauts, you'll need to swat up on astronomy, physics, mathematics, geology, meteorology and aeronautics too.
Earth astronauts have to have brains as well as brawn.
Okay, maybe they are pretty cool. Not chimps at all.
Deep Space High, the Universe Handbook with the Science and Technology Facilities Council.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.